Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
One of the great tech secrets they don't want you to know about is that iPhone screens don't crack anymore. I made the switch to the no-case life a year ago and have repeatedly dropped my phone from chest height onto cement and tile floors. Nothing.
Apparently, we're all being conned by the fat cats to get us to buy more iPhone cases.
Is it a conspiracy,
Ray? And I'm asking the question this afternoon. Who's prepared? Who's prepared to be the first? I was going to say the martyr, not the martyr, but who would first go into the breach? The scout, I suppose. Who would be the first
among us? Somebody doing recon, yeah.
Who would be the first to be prepared to go?
Like Moses leading the folks out of Egypt, wasn't he? Wasn't that it? I don't know.
Would you be prepared to go caseless? I don't think I would. I wouldn't be so brave. Because I drop my phone so often, particularly getting out of the car. Pretty much every time I get out of the car, I drop my phone.
But has the screen broken, Ray?
It hasn't, because I've got a case on it. That's why. But you see, if I went caseless, I would break it. Jean's there, Jean.
I drove over my iPhone with a Hyundai Santa Fe.
Santa Fe? What kind of weight would a Santa Fe be?
That's an SUV.
That'd be a good weight. Did you have some sort of issue with the phone?
She hit the phone.
Jean really went for it.
I drove over my iPhone with a Hyundai Santa Fe.
Go on.
And it was perfect. Absolutely perfect. I couldn't believe it.
Well, there you go. And was it caseless? Goes to show how durable they are. 0874-100-102. Case free for years, so much lighter and more space for activities. Still going strong. Gotta risk it for a biscuit, says Darren. Here's the thing, I'm going to take that case off, and the second I do, within 30 seconds, it's going to be smashed to bits. Barry's there, he says, I'm calling BS on that, Ray. All iPhone screens break. I'd even say the iPhone 14 would take a fall better than a 15. Currently, I'm in work fixing an iPhone screen from Barry. Let me ring Barry. Let me call my iPhone guy.
Yeah.
He's in iPhone repair, though, is that right? Is that what it says? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
He's fixing iPhones. That means, is he...
Head's ringing.
Barry, answer the phone.
Hello?
Barry, answering the phone. Are you fixing the phone?
I'm fixing the phone, yeah.
How are you? Ray Foley calling from Today FM. So come
Ray,
here.
How are you?
We're all in the pocket. We're all deep in the pocket, a big phone case.
Yeah, well, I sell phone cases too, so you're in my pocket.
You're a dealer.
Hang on. You're a dealer. You're biased, then, is what you are. You're just half listening to one ear, with one ear to Today FM on the radio, and your ears prick up. Yeah, they perk up with an, hang on a second, Foley's on, and he's blown this whole thing wide open.
He's endangering my livelihood.
So I have to keep it real. Like, I have to make sure that people keep buying the cases, like, you know.
What is the most affordable case? What is the cheapest case you have for sale, Barry?
They're all pretty much around €15.
That's, do you know, in a cost-of-living crisis, Barry?
Yes.
€15 is a lot of money.
I don't know about that. Well, a screen is more expensive, though.
How much are you going to charge me to fix the screen on an iPhone? Let's say, just picking phones off the top of my head, an iPhone Pro 12 Max.
iPhone 12 Pro Max, €110. Yeah.
That's all right.
Not bad.
It's pretty expensive, though, Ray.
But a cover and a screen protector would be cheaper.
Yeah, but do you know what? Here's the other thing, right? It just feels so lovely without the case, does it? It's like...
They do. And the new iPhones feel even nicer as well. They have that coating on them. It's just really tactile. It's really nice.
Is there something different on the back of the new ones?
Yeah, I don't even know what it is, but... Do you use iPhone?
Yeah, my last one was the 12, and it's been seizing up on me. Maybe I should have just brought it into you, Barry. It was doing
you
this thing
have.
When I don't know if it's just been freezing, just freezing. Like I'd be in the middle of something, sending it a text or whatever, then it would completely freeze. Nothing would happen, and then I'd have to, if I wait, you could wait a couple of minutes for it to come back.
Yeah,
And then it would come back, or you'd have to restart it. But there's loads of room on it. Like it's not like it's full of storage or anything. It's
you should get Apple Care.
It's blown because it's an iPhone 12. Apple won't cover it. It's too long.
Yeah,
you
need a new phone.
Sorry, can I ask a question? JP here. Gorilla Glass.
Well,
isn't that what iPhone used? They used the Gorilla Glass or some variation on that kind of an idea.
I think the new phones now have ceramic mixed into the glass. So they are harder. They're more durable, but they still break.
That's what I was going to ask. So they are tougher. It's not a cod.
They are definitely tougher. Yeah, probably from the 12 or 13 up, they're definitely tougher.
But they're not unbreakable.
No, okay. Definitely not. And the back glass on of them breaks really easily.
But there isn't a glass on this one now that this 15 then. I'm just looking. That's something else, is it?
On top of the 15?
Yeah, on the back of it. Look at that.
Yeah,
now.
That's the 15 has different one. I don't know what it is on the back, but they still break though.
Oh, that's
but
just...
not as easy as they would on like an 11 or lower.
Now, when you say you repair the screen on a 12 for 110, I'm guessing then the newer the phone, the more difficult it is to replace the screen, the more expensive it's going to be.
So we'll say from the 13, so the 13 is fine, but the 13 Pro, you have to get original screens and put them on. The generic screens don't work.
Oh, okay.
So that makes them really expensive. So an iPhone 13 screen, you're probably looking at maybe 120-ish.
Okay.
But if you want to put one on a 13 Pro, you have to source an original one. They're really hard to get. It could be $300
wow.
to change one.
Yeah, that's because Apple are control of the market then on that, of course. And they want everyone.
Well, no, Apple don't sell the screens.
So it needs to be coming off an original phone then?
It has to come off an original phone, yeah.
I gotcha, there you go.
So that's the price of a second-hand screen.
Yeah, and that's how much it costs.
I think it's a
real shame, and I think it's a disgrace, and that no one's talking about it, Barry. That with this Gorilla Glass, that they're grinding down gorillas to make this glass.
Yeah, and them endangered as well. Yeah,
endangered.
Is that what happened, Harambe?
That's why they wanted him. Apple were after your man. Yeah. Tim Cook was after him.
Yeah.
Where? Come here. Where do you work? Give yourself a plug for fixing phones.
Fuzzed up in Clonmel.
Sorry, say that
excuse
again?
Me.
What?
Fuzzed up.
Fuzzed up.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, fuzzed up. Just without the K.
That's because you get the fuzz in your port, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
I got you. So if you want to call in to Barry there and fuzzed up, he'll clear out the fuzz out of your port day or night.
Nothing worse.
Working hours, business hours.
Well, up until half five.
Barry, listen, man, thanks so much for taking the call. Much obliged.
Hey, lads. Love the show.
Yay!
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!